You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It is Friday, and that means it's movie day. And here on The Takeaway, as part of our public service, we don't make you listen to all the trailers of all the movies that are being released this week. No, we put them together in the mother of all trailers. And so, for week three of The Takeaway, the mother of all trailer.
On the road to America, a fugitive meets up with an unsuspecting stranger.
I am Prince Gaspian.
What happened here?
But where one of them sees hope...
Nani is about to be annihilated.
The other sees opportunity.
Have you ever kissed a girl? You want to?
Who are you?
In America, you can start a new life.
Everything you know is about to change.
Unless somebody else gets there first.
The mother of all trailers.
It's amazing how that voice sounds exactly the same on three trailers. It was only three trailers, folks.
Yeah, three trailers, three movies this week. You know, between Speed Racer last week and Indiana Jones next week, this is a bit of a desert weekend. Mary Elizabeth Williams, our culture correspondent here at The Takeaway, we're going to make you play the art escape game here on the movies, okay? Here's how it goes. Adora's going to give you a movie. She's going to describe it a little bit. You're going to decide not whether it's good or bad, but whether it is an art movie or whether you go to it to escape.
Or do you want to escape from it?
Escape. Well, we can get to that, but let's just start with what the movie is. The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspi, it sounded like he said, but I thought it was Caspian. However,
there's an N.
The good guy, Ben Barnes, now he must return to his rightful throne to Narnia after being displaced by an evil king. Lucky for him, the lion and some others show up to help him out. And interestingly enough, we got Liam Neeson, good, well-known,
voice of Aslan,
very well-respected actor, and Tilda Swinton. Art or escape?
I think it's escape that wants to be art. Is my it's 2.5 hours long though, so that is something you do want to escape from.
Kids love it, but it's a parent killer.
Listen, if I could keep my kids quiet for 2.5 hours, that would be great.
Right. That's right.
I'd be happy for that. So I think it's aspiring to probably more than it
but actually. Probably escape. All right, here's movie number two, How the Garcia Girls Spent Their Summers. Ugly Betty's America Ferrera falls in love for the first time while her mother and grandmother have their romantic sparks rekindled by new boyfriends. It's in a sleepy Arizona town, all about gossip. What do you think, art or escape?
I think it's definitely, that's going to be escape. It's just girly,
kind of
fun, crying.
The chick flick.
Chick flicks that you just cannot kill the chick flick. We can try and try. Iron Man should go after that. I want Iron Man to walk into the movie and be their boyfriend and blow everybody up.
John, why don't you take the next one?
All right, Reprise. Two best friends want to be successful authors. One has a nervous breakdown after his first novel is published. The other can't get anyone to print a single word of his. Is it art? Is it escape? Hint, Norwegian subtitles.
Art.
Yeah, Scandinavian. And the director's last name is Trier. It's art. Art, art, art.
It's totally art.
It's art with an umlaut.
Completely art. All right, well, we want your reviews of movies. So if you see movies this weekend, go to the website, takeaway.org, leave your reviews, 6-word reviews, and we'll put them in our feature called Words of Mouth. And then you can be a part of the Takeaway community assessing what is the best movie. And, you know, it's 1 week away till Indiana Jones. So we'll see you next week on the Takeaway Mother of All Mashup Movie Art Escape Home Games.
Umlaut.
Thank you, Mary Elizabeth.